In response to the North Vietnamese's Easter offensive into South Vietnam in 1972, President Nixon suspended peace talks on May the 8th and ordered Operation Linebacker, the renewed bombings of North Vietnam and the aerial mining of its harbors and rivers. When North Vietnam seemed ready to talk peace in October, Nixon directed yet another bombing halt. North Vietnam then balked for 2 months over the ceasefire provisions. Nixon eliminated the sanctuaries, authorized another bombing campaign called Operation Linebacker II, and ordered the heaviest bombing of the entire war against Hanoi and Haiphong. Beginning on December 18th, the U.S. Air Force pounded military and transportation targets with B-52s and tactical fighters. After 11 days of intensive bombing, the North Vietnamese finally agreed to return to the peace table in Paris. Consequently, the U.S. restricted its air attacks on North Vietnam to the area south of the 20th parallel. On January 15, 1973, the U.S. announced an end to all mining, bombing, and other offensive operations against North Vietnam. A peace agreement initiated on January 23rd and officially signed on January 27th took effect on the 28th. The communists agreed to a ceasefire and a peaceful reconciliation and reunification with South Vietnam, and the agreement brought an end to U.S. combat operations over North Vietnam.